Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 142. Today is Saturday, November 10th. Why is the date wrong? 2018. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone, because somebody's mucked around with the introduction. Wonder who that was. Stone? Can't hear you.
I mean, you don't really need to hear me, right? So I'm so sorry, because I was laughing the whole time you were doing that. So it's good. Sorry.
Nice. Oops. Excellent.
Sorry.
Appreciate that. Sorry. I was like, I didn't even realize the date was the wrong date until I just said it.
Yeah.
So thanks. Appreciate that. I knew that you swapped our names around, so I was prepared for that. Appreciate that. Anyway, how you doing? This time last week, kind of, probably a bit later.
No.
We were doing a live show?
No. Exactly this time. Well, okay, if you consider daylight savings because we went back. So about an hour from now, we started doing our live show and you were like sitting right beside me, which is really weird.
Yeah, I know. It was that, but that wasn't the weirdest part. I think the weirdest part is because we looked out and there was like, there's people. So we have to say thank you to our friends who came and joined the live show. We really appreciate it. But it was a little bit surreal because we were sitting there and having actual faces instead of looking at the monitor like we've got at the moment. To have to see people watching us was pretty special. But we appreciate those that came over and helped out with the show. Let's just say that helped out. It was good fun. So thanks, guys. We do appreciate that.
Thank you. You just said everything that I would say. So I'll just say thank you.
Exactly. So how's your week been? Because obviously we spoke a bit about the stuff last week. So since then, lots has again happened. Because we are no longer in Anaheim. We're both home. So how's the week been since? Because you got home before I had even boarded.
Yeah. That's amazing.
So we were talking to each other, or, you know, messaging each other. And he's like, yep, we're just about ready to walk through the front door. And I'm like, yep, I'm still waiting to board my plane.
Yeah.
So
I had so we had gotten a ride from my mom and I had drove her home and we had driven back all the way home, which is about another hour away. And when we got home, you were not even on your flight yet. Like, wow.
And the plane left an hour. We didn't take off until, so we're supposed to leave at 11. What was it? 11:20. We were supposed to be taking off PM. It was a really long day that day. So we didn't start taxiing out. It was another hour before, because there was a problem with where. So I swear to God, I was in the far depths of hell of Lax, like in this. I don't
of
know,
what?
This hangar.
What? Of what?
Lax. Yeah, LA Airport, International Airport. Yeah. And in this, like, hangar, it was not the usual places that you go, you know, when you're catching a plane. So they had to shuttle us from the hangar to the plane. So that took nearly 10 minutes just in the shuttle to get from where we were to the plane. And then when the plane went to take off, it was another 20 minutes from where the plane was situated to getting to the runway to be able to take off. I did not realize. I knew LA International Airport was big, but until it was taxiing around and seeing the size of, like, the from the ground, it was like, oh dear Lord, 20 minutes in that plane taxiing to get to where the runway that we needed to take off. So it's massive. Like, it just, yeah. So we were well over an hour late from taking off, which was awesome because everyone knows I love flying. Anyway, we made it home. So
my flights were actually pretty good. The one I was worried about was Minnesota. We had a SNA to Minnie and Minnie to Toronto, and the time to catch my Toronto flight was 36 minutes. So when we left, they actually changed it to 41. So it's like, hey, we got an extra 5 minutes. Great. On the bright side, then I looked at where we were supposed to land, and it said we arrive at gate C, and my next flight is at gate D, which that airport is really big as well. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. So I'm going to be like right there. Great. No. They changed us to gate, I don't know what it was, G or something, which because of that airport, it's kind of down the way a bit. So it's a little bit different. So G is, even though you have like EF, right, and then G, so it's like three away, it's actually a little bit more. It's a longer go, and I was crapping my pants a bit. But we made it, and everybody was on our plane except for us. And too bad for the guy that had his stuff in my seat. Get your crap out of there, buddy. It's my seat. So
yeah,
it was all good. But we landed. It was all good.
Excellent. And the boys would have been happy to see you. So yay.
One of them was sleeping. The other one was awake because he was feeling carsick.
Okay.
So that was fun times.
Okay.
So we drove with like everything open so he would get fresh air.
Yeah.
So we're freezing because, you know, we've gone from plus, you know, 25, 26, 27 and, you know, around there to plus two.
Yeah.
And then driving on the highway, it feels like minus five.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Of course.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah.
So?
So have you had any snow since you've been home?
We were supposed to have snow. We did have a little bit of snow today, but nothing stayed. But we are in the minus two range, which means our ground will freeze. And if this keeps up, our next few snowfalls will actually stick around. Because once your ground freezes, then you're screwed. So.
Okay.
It's excellent. Kind. No.
Excellent.
Nope.
Yeah, it's like so
I will trade
fun
you anytime. I will trade you anytime.
Well, it's gonna be hot summer, that's all I'm saying.
Yes, please.
It's gonna be hot. Damn hot. Yes. So
Nisi just said the S word. Cashbringer just said the S word. Those words are banned on this show.
Okay.
Okay. Weeks and WoW.
How's your week?
Cash is like poking the bear. I played raiding. That was about it. I didn't get any chance, any other chance to like play like irons and like normal tunes. Just too busy. When we got back, Carrie is not at work yet, so she's going back on Tuesday. So we're taking this week to do all the things that we didn't do while my mom was here, and just been busy. So running around doing this and that, and me sleeping when I can because she just goes, and I'm like tired. So and also sometimes getting onto WoW makes me feel like I have like the blues, like the blizz. Con blues, so It's the, you know, I really love to go and hang out with
people.
It's
a real thing.
But now you're not with people and, you know, you, like, you are not there, you know, Boz is not there in front of us.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, so we got, like Bloke and Seraphis, like Cash, like, I got, you know, to meet Cash and not, and so it's, like, when you leave, it's, you know, it's a bummer, so...
Yeah,
And I kind of put that with WoW, so I've been kind of sticking. I haven't been playing WoW as much.
Yeah.
Today I was gonna play some WoW and maybe do an iron, but my internet decided to give me the finger.
Yeah.
And you know, I said to them, I'm like, hey, you know, we can connect with our cell phones, which is different. But outside of the house, this LAN thing, this is on your head. And they're like, well, we need you to do a reset of your modem. I'm like, guys, I've done all this stuff, man. Well, we're going to create a ticket for you. Hold on a second. Let me go over here. One sec.
We're going to go create a ticket for you, and then we'll reach out to your vendor. The vendor will reach out to us, and we'll find out in a couple hours.
So I'm like, you know, this is on you. So I'm like, so I sat on the couch going through net with draws, and that's a real thing. Like, I am hooked to being able to do things online, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, I miss everyone.
Oh, understandable. It's a full on week. Like the time we were there, which was a week, it's full on.
Yeah,
I know.
So, yeah, can you go, because I'm gonna start doing bad things on
the thing. All right. Well, do you want me to tell you about my fun once I got home? So, it was awesome. I actually slept on the plane. That was really quite interesting. And I had a 5-year-old next to me. So, and apparently I fell asleep, he fell asleep, and his mum said he's the 5-year-old snuggled up next to me. So I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't even know. So, I did get some sleep. I don't think that was maybe the best thing, getting asleep, but anyway, because once I landed, got through customs quite, like, I declared everything. And then, so they said, okay, you've got to go over this way. So I go over this way. And then I just talk to the guy, the next customs guy at the start of the queue. And he's like, well, what have you got? Is it just food? And I said, yes. And I told him, you know, what I had in there. And I was trying to explain to him what hickory sticks was. And then, and he just goes, nah, you're fine. Just go through the exit. And I'm like, yes, excellent. Because, I mean, I didn't have anything other than a little bit of food. So so that was
one,
cool.
One sec. So remember how when we came to BlizzCon, my chip bags, there was one that was actually opened up? Okay.
Yeah.
Coming back home, we checked the suitcase that we had all the Tim Tams, and they were all messed up. Somebody went into the bags to go root around again. Again.
Right.
So that's twice now. I've got the goddamn Nexus card, trusted traveler. If you're going to go through my crap, put it back. Jesus Christ. Sorry. Go.
Yeah, they won't, though. They don't care. Rude. If it's customs, they don't care.
Yeah, they're rude.
They'll do what they want.
Rude.
Yeah. Should have probably taken a photo of it before you closed it. But... yeah, so anyway, it was good. So I got home and that was great. And then within the space of, what time did I get home? About 3 hours, my leg decided it was not going to work.
Sorry.
So, yeah. So it's just absolutely, I literally couldn't walk. And I was in a lot of pain, and all of a sudden I thought, oh, don't tell me it's, you know, DVT. So I had to get to the doctor.
I had no idea what that was. Like if you just say vein. Like a blood clot, I mean, blood it pretty clot, much yeah. covers it, right?
Yeah. So yeah, so that was fun
it's
times.
Not funny.
No. No, well, it is now.
Well, it is now because, yeah, and that's why I'm laughing now, because you're all good.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. It was pretty much like, because I'm like going, but I did everything I was supposed to do. And then the doctor's like, yeah, this leg's like 3 centimeters swollen compared to your other leg. And I'm like, I couldn't walk. And she's like, when did you fly in? I'm like, this morning, like literally 4 hours ago. She's like, yeah, we better send you for a scan right now. So I was really lucky to get into a scan, like straight away, because they had a cancellation when I went over there and explained, and they were like, yep, no, we've got a cancellation. Just sit down. Yeah. We'll be with you as soon as possible. So yeah, but when he did the scan, he explained to me, because apparently you can get one in your top leg, and that means if there's one in the top part of the leg, it is they drop everything and they ring for the ambulance straight away. Like there is no mucking around. Yeah. So when he said your top of your leg is fine, now we're going to do the bottom of the leg. It's the one that if there's a blood clot in there, it because it's closer to your heart, it means that it could, you know, literally hit your heart within like quite quickly. So I'm just going, thank God he didn't tell me that before he started the scan and told me, you know, like at the end of the scan of the top of the leg, and then he did the bottom of the leg and he was explaining. It was quite fascinating because you're looking at the ultrasound as he's, you know, and he's going, this is what happens. And then he gets to the end and he's like, there is no blood clots.
Yay.
Yes. Yeah. So that was fun. I just had to rest and elevate it. And so maybe I slept crooked and therefore my, like, had my legs crooked because they are, you know,
maybe it was cares. The like, kid. Maybe it was that 5-year-old kid. Sleeping on your
I
lap.
Don't know. I wasn't sleeping on my lap, but yeah, it was well, a, it was it's not been fun the last
I, you know I was
days,
gonna
so.
Say that maybe that was a fair trade, you know, get to go to BlizzCon, lose a leg.
Well, I could be a pirate.
And I'm just saying, I'm only making light because you're all good. Okay, you're yeah, all good. Yeah. So I was worried as soon as you said I can't move my leg and it hurts like hell. I was thinking you just got off the flight. Oh my God! Like, go to the hospital, and you're like, I'm going to the hospital. I'm like, oh thank God, because holy crap.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun times. So anyway, I'm okay, but yeah, the body's obviously. Taken. I've just been tired, just so tired. I don't know if it's like a combination of jet lag, not being well, you know, the excitement buzz is worn off, and so you're in BlizzCon blues or what it is. But yeah, it's all I still feel a bit wiped out, so I'm probably gonna have to like have a nap after we do this.
But
I
what
still feel tired. But other,
what about Super Squirt Day?
Yeah, I can, if I like maybe log on to the laptop, as long as I've got my mouse in position, all I've got to do is just like move it like this, like go this, I'll be fine. I know that dance for Bear Battles so well that as long as I've got the mouse positioned, I can do it with my eyes closed, seriously. So yeah, we'll see how it goes. But I did do some Super Squirt Day this morning. But last night I did actually play some like proper challenge stuff. So I played my Bloodthirsty, my Hunter, my Night Elf Hunter. So that was good. I took her from 53. She hit 54 last night. So I was very happy about that. She's sitting on 3,306 kills. I tell you, I started Western Plaguelands. So out of all the rares that I went through Western Plaguelands, and I don't get every single rare, but I've got like this path that I do. So I probably hit up about 9 or 10. There was one missing out of all those ones. And then I hit, so that was Eastern Plaguelands into Western Plaguelands. And then Western Plaguelands has got, so they've probably got, I don't know, about 12, 15. And there was one, two, three, there's probably about four that weren't up. And then I went into Hinterlands and I think I just hit three and I dinged. So, you know, so that was good. Killing the rares gave me nearly 10,000 XP, rested, of course, as opposed to killing a normal mob, which gave me 653. What do you think I'm going to do? 10,000 XP for rare or kill 50 million wolves? So, like you just, you really are just rare hunting. Like you've got to. That's a lot of difference. That's a huge amount of difference. So, so I was really happy about that. And by the time I dinged 54 on her, then I was done. I was like, I need to go lay down because the body's had enough. I really wanted to play a couple more to take like some of the lower ones of the Bloodthirsty through because I didn't even get to lock Modan. And I was like, So, yeah, but it was like the body's like, no, you need to go lie down. So that's what I did. And watched some movies and fell asleep. So, yay. So that's been my week in and out of WoW. So I'm back in Australia.
When you land, did you get normal coffee for you?
Not till I got home.
Okay.
It's weird. Like, Brisbane International Airport's a bit weird, so I was going to, but grab a coffee on the way out and I could see the cafe, but I'm trying to maneuver three suitcases and I'm like, this is a recipe for disaster if I go grab coffee because my ride was coming to get me and I had to get from where I was to where they were going to pick me up and I really didn't know, you know, like the airport person, information person said, you know, follow this through and you'll get there. But I didn't know whether follow this through meant like, I was like, okay, well, I'll follow, but I don't know. Is that a 2 minute walk or is it a 10 minute walk? I don't know. So I just was like, no, I'll wait. And I headed to where I needed to go, which was a 10 minute walk. And then they had those vendor machines. Mm-hmm. So they had a chip and lolly, you know, chocolate and potato chip one. And then they had a water and Coke and iced coffee. And I went, iced coffee, yes. So I went, I had $4 Australian coin in my purse. So I grab it out and I put it in. But the $2 coin, it kept not wanting to take the $2 coin. So I'm like going, okay, just forget about it. And then this guy comes up after me and he's like, you're right. Is it? And I'm like, he's like, I can buy it for you. And I'm like, no, it's fine. I'll wait till I get home. And then he had problems with his card. So he couldn't anyway, even if I said, oh, sure, I'll give you the, you know, so it was pretty funny. So I just stood there going, I really, really, really need coffee. But I did that as soon as I got home, so that was good.
I just want to let you know that I filled out a survey for the suite that we were in, and I said it might be in your best interest to get a French press so I don't have to hear my roommate talk about she can't make her coffee in the room. Because it was like this all week long.
Yeah. Because it is crap coffee, people. It really is crap coffee. But I have to say, big thank you to Terwinkle's wife, because she is awesome. She is awesome. And I have used it today to make today's coffee, which is your coffee that you got me. in the French purse that Mrs. Terwinkles got me. So that was lovely. So, yeah. So thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Terwinkle. It's in a treasured place next to my coffee machine. So I'm using it all the time.
So,
very happy.
I figure we have people here, so I want to get some opinions on something, and it is not Warcraft related whatsoever.
Right.
Okay. I know somebody, not you, nobody else knows this person, okay? I know somebody that I find is a good, that is a good person. However, sometimes I find that they are down on themselves a bit too much. And I want to tell them, you know, you have a nice smile, because this person, this girl is like, I don't have a nice smile. Or, you know, I'm not this, I'm not that, blah, 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 blah. And I feel like I want to tell them, you know, no, you're, there's nothing wrong with you. Like, you're fine. Like you're good. However, I'm very mindful that it could be taken the wrong way. And I don't want it to be taken the wrong way. Right? I don't know what to do.
Why do you need to do anything?
Because I feel really bad that they sometimes feel bad about themselves, and sometimes maybe a little compliment here and there might actually pick them up. Right? So,
yeah,
but I'm very mindful. I don't, absolutely. I don't want to screw up like what we have now, because it's great. Like, It's fine. It's just, you know, I find that they're sometimes a little bit down on themselves, and they should not be. Do you not say anything? Tell them like a dad would. Jesus.
Well, yeah. It. I mean, to me,
yeah.
Coming across as from a male to a female perspective, you need to be really careful of. Yep. How that said, and if you are saying it, are you saying it in text or you're saying it in voice?
Well, it would be in text, and that's where I'm also worried
and
about as well.
Text
can be taken many ways,
because there's no tone. There is absolutely no tone when it comes to text. So what you read and how you take what's been typed to you could be completely different to
absolutely.
How a person meant it. So,
find a GIF.
But the other thing is, if, that's not a bad idea. But also, is this a regular thing that this person does?
Yes and no.
Because is it just a cry for attention?
Maybe, but sometimes I cry out for that too, and I don't mind it when people give me a little pat on the back. I personally don't like it all the time because of how I am, but every once in a while it's nice.
Which is, yeah.
But, you know, when I see this person, I think this person, this, I feel like this person is got a lot more skill and talent, and I feel like they get on themselves a bit. Too much, and I feel like that they shouldn't. Not you, Lita. Jesus Christ, you don't know this person.
No, don't
worry about it. Okay, so I'm just, you know, I just want to, sometimes I feel like I want to say, you know, like, you're all good, man, like, you're fine, but I don't want it to come across the wrong way, and that's what I'm mindful over. So that's why I don't say anything, because I don't want to make things like awkward too, because if things get taken the wrong way, then it's bad.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
okay. So don't do anything, because I don't want to screw things up, but I feel really bad because I don't know.
It also depends on the type of friendship that you have with the person.
True.
Like, okay. If I said something to you and you said, buck up, or whatever you wanted to say to me.
I wouldn't say buck up. I'd use the other one.
Buck up, Lita.
Nope.
No, no. But you know what I mean? Like, because I know you, I know who you are. Like, there is a level of friendship that comes across from how long we've known each other, as opposed to someone that you know on the internet. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, so yeah, I'd kind of be like, be really careful.
Gotcha.
It would may come across. Yeah.
Zaya says, maybe say something about how wonderful my wife is in the same sentence.
Yeah. Cause she is. Yes. Like, that is no lie.
Yeah.
Carrie, like, I completely love your wife.
Just the person listen amazing. To this portion of the show.
And then, no. Probably not a good idea because, like, seriously, no. Anyway. Okay. Did that answer your question?
Yes.
Not really?
No. It's kind given of? Me a little bit okay. better. Yeah. I'm good. Thanks.
Okay.
It's a little bit
you're
of
welcome.
Self-help. And because I was struggling with this for the last few days. So it's just anyways, okay.
Okay.
Are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
There we go. Okay.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Okay. So we're gonna go with like in Warcraft stuff, like currently or coming up. Warcraft 14th anniversary. Five, thanks for reminding me. It does run from November the 16th to November the 30th. You're likely going to be getting a item. Nope.
Sorry. Shut up. Mm-hmm. I'm thirsty. It's good coffee. Anyway.
Okay.
You're right.
Lots of beer.
Don't make me spill my coffee.
Whoa, 6.5% beer. Okay, so you're probably going to get a item that is plus 14% to XP and rep for killing things. I don't think it's just for quests. I'm sorry, I don't think it includes quests. I think it's just killing things. I think from killing mobs, I think you get plus 14% killing mobs and like plus 14% rep. And that's based on that this is the World of Warcraft 14th anniversary, because last year it was the 13th and you got a plus 13%. There is a trivia quest that you should do. I think it's twice as much, so you should go do that every day any character except for the Bloodthirsties, because you poor people can't do quests. Sorry.
Yep.
Yeah. So I just wanted to make a note that the plus 14% item is not allowed. So that's like an XP buff. So please don't.
Was there a problem with destroying it last year and it kept popping back?
I don't think so.
No. Okay.
I don't know. I didn't really try because I think.
Because didn't it come in the box and like you didn't have to open the box? You know how it came in the mailbox and then you clicked on it and it gave you it gave you that, and there might have been something else, but you didn't have to open
the box.
The mail. Yeah.
Sure.
So you might be able to destroy it that way. Just saying. Whatever. Sure. Just saying. But yeah. The
transmog headpiece. I don't remember that, but okay. I guess I have it cause I've been playing. So, the week after we'll talk about Pilgrim's Bounty not Pilgrim's Bounty, it's Harvest Festival or something is coming up, or Pilgrim's Bounty, whichever one, I don't know.
The cooking.
One it is, but the cooking one that you get, the nice food that you can keep all year round, right? Because I do know that on my iron, I did have that food. It's plus 5% health over 25 seconds. So you get like 75% of your health back, and it does not go away when the event is over, so it's good stuff. Okay, so 8.1. I mean, we did talk about 8.1 a little bit last week. However, they announced some new stuff. There's a experience nerf, which is awesome. So it should help us a little bit more to level up a little bit quicker, because things are pretty rough out there. People are dying all over the place, you know. I think our highest BFA character is 68 or something like that. So it's not super duper high. So this should help a bit. I just want to run down the nerfs. So between level 20 and 40, the XP decrease ramps up to about 30%. So like at level 21, it's like, it's like 3% or something, but it ramps up. Right. So, and between level 40 and 59, it goes from 30% to 40%. Level 59 to 66 is 40% flat, which is awesome. Level 67 to 80 is 26%, and then it become and then it begins to decrease down. Why do I have like 40%? Anyways, and then level 80 to 111, it's a flat 25% decrease, which is pretty good.
Wow.
There are minor XP nerfs for level 111 and up, but they are less than 1%. It's like 0.5%. So, I mean, it helps. Okay. I mean, maybe you don't do a quest. Big deal. I don't understand why they did that, but sure, I'll take it. I think where's it gonna Cashbringer in the chat was saying overall it's about a 33% decrease in leveling XP that you need to level up. So that's good. It's good stuff. It's still leveling up a normal character, I kind of feel like I think maybe they should nerf mobs a little bit, like maybe the health by a little bit, like maybe 10% ish, maybe decrease their damage by 10%. So because it like leveling up on a normal character still feels, a little bit harder, even though I'm wearing all of my gear, like all of my heirloom gear. And I understand they want you to level up and level slowly-ish, but I feel like I'd like to see it nerfed a little bit more. So Five did make a good point here. Best thing about the XP change is that the quest XP values is not changing, so we should still be getting the same amount of XP that we get. So this truly is a leveling nerf, so it should be easier to level up. Easier. It should be quicker to level up. It shouldn't be decreasing difficulty. It just does not take as long to level up between levels as it did before. We know that 8.1 is supposed to be dropping, from what I understood, before the new year. However, they did make a point to say that the raid is dropping after the new year.
Yes.
Which is good. Mm-hmm. So that was the key thing. They said, expect it before the new year, but then they made a point of saying that the raid would come after. I'm like, oh, thank God, because we are we're on Mithrax and Lord, so that's the second last boss. Cash is December 11th. They had dates. Okay, so December 11th. All right, and LB too.
Okay.
So cool. Soon. So that's good. I kind of feel like I don't want to level my characters now until December 11th. Like that, like that's kind of one of the things is that when they give dates and they give leveling nerf info, I feel like I sometimes just want to sit and wait, because I know right now it's going to take a little bit more time now than it would in like a month from now.
Yeah.
Right?
Plus you get rested if you're not maxed out on rested. So yeah.
True.
Yeah. Mm. It's, I mean, it's a little bit off. Yeah, mm. I understand why.
Mm. Yeah. But then I'm not playing WoW, so then I'm sad.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's...
Well, you could start a new... You could start a new one and get it to level 20, because it's not going to make any difference until level 20. So maybe start a new...
I have an iron.
Pacifist.
Oh, my poor pacifist. Passy. Cry.
You've got Harvest Festival coming up. That will be good. What?
I can't do anything. I can't do anything with that.
Cook. Cook. Cooking. Cooking quest.
Right. Right.
Because there's lots.
Aren't those the ones, though, that I need to go on the auction house to buy the rest that buy mats for? Because some of the mats you can't get because you got to kill things? Or is that the other one? Was that Pilgrim's Bounty?
That's the other one. This is the one happened. Where you've got to go and buy from the vendors, but your vendors are all in Undercity, Thunderbluff, Orgrimmar.
Oh, man. Okay, so
and
five...
remember, you've got to buy the potatoes from here, there, and there.
So five in Faribault say there's chain cook
turkeys,
cooking quests, and absolutely cooking. Yeah. This is the time to make a passy. Just skip the turkey. Okay.
Yeah.
It's only the turkeys you have to kill, right?
Yeah.
Right. See, I have all this info in my head, and it's just like all over the place. I can't access it the way that I did when I was younger. Getting old.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Jeebus. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Lita. Okay.
What? Wow. I'm getting old too. Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take you
so well that's
put on the eye really? Lippy.
Put it the on eye lippy. Lippy. What?
Because for people that don't know, she's got her lippy, which is her lipstick. Okay. Mm. Lipstick is now lippy. And yes. She puts eye lippy on. So it's like eye lipstick on.
It's eyeliner. Do you want to?
Eye lippy.
You should tell everyone. You should tell the chat room and everyone at home what I suggested that you should start watching. And that you've started watching one of
they won't
my
know.
Favorite.
I mean, the only person that might
know. No, but they
know,
can go check it out themselves.
Azzy. Okay, I see Azzy's in her chat, so Azzy would know. It's an episode. It's a show called Kath and Kim. Okay.
Yeah.
And we've watched season one up to episode five, and I think we've missed some stuff because we're not down with the Aussie slang and all that. But I talk with you enough that I've picked up enough. Okay. So there's some stuff that I'm like, oh, Lita says that. I know what that is. So it's actually
one of my favorite shows. It's
the
really
first.
Good.
Oh, as he reminded me, I wanted to do that. I wanted to be like, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. So for folks that don't know, just go look that up. Kath and Kim, look at me, and then you'll know what I'm talking about. Look at me.
Yes. Yes.
It's funny.
It is one of my favorite shows. It is completely hilarious. And yeah, I'm going to leave it at that. I'm glad that you're watching it. You've got a lot more to get through.
The very first episode, I was like, what is this? And then we just, you know, so we watched two and three and we're like, yeah, we're in. Yeah. Yeah. We're all good.
Good.
I personally like Sharon the most because she's awesome. She's a bit of an airhead.
Sharon's hilarious.
She's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Look at me. I told Carrie.
I have got that. Just about all my adult life, so trust me when I say I know.
Yep.
Anyway, Let's go on to the state of the challenges. So let's look at this week. We have got the irons. All right. So at number 10, we have got Sekar 47 RIP. Oh, that's no good. Oh, number 9, Cut for Bieber. Bieber?
Oh, Cut he's like Bieber. A Justin Bieber fan. So Cut. Sorry.
Cut for Bieber. Okay. Sorry. 53 RIP. Number 8 was Geeked Stir. No, Stir, what happened? 58 RIP. Must have missed that. Damn. So sorry. All right. Number 7 is Iron Luna, hit level 60. Number 6 is Tej Begrits, hit 62. Number 5 is Verisque, 64. Number 4 is Bingu Don't Die. Bingu Don't Die. That's a cute name. I like that. Wonder what type they are.
Pingu. Are they Pingu is from a Pingu TV show.
Don't Die?
Pingu is Shaman? A penguin from a kid's show from back in the day.
Yeah, I know who Pingu is. What I want to know is what class are they? I'm just curious. Anyway, they hit 65. So go you. Number 3 is Thelani. Hit 74. Now that was the contest tune for the last contest.
Maybe
still going.
I don't know. Warlock. Don't remember.
Maybe
sure.
Okay. Number 2 is Shinari. Hit 82. And number 1 this week is Too Thirsty. Hit 115. Well done.
Word.
Okay. Your turn, Bloods.
Oh man. Okay. So. We got SoCat at level 41, Soul Snuffer at 45, Five Bones at 47, Blood Thief at 54. Oh, hold on, I need to. I need Five Rush at 56, Five Told You So at 57, Soulful Paw at 74. Soul Shot at 80, Soul Shield at 103, and Sold My Soul. Nisi's Demon Hunter has finally reached 120. Congratulations.
Well done.
Grats.
Well done. Okay, Bloods did really well this week.
Yeah, nobody died.
All right.
It's great.
Nobody died. I know. Look at that. That's just like pretty much the Five and Nisi. So, well done, guys. Okay. All right. Really?
I have no idea who that is.
I am not even going to attempt that.
You should.
Some word that I can't even read.
I'm going to paste this
hit
in the chat.
Hit level 16.
And maybe somebody...
Whoever thinks that they can read that can let me know. So anyway, they hit number level 16. So well done. Number 9 this week is Pacifist. Seriously, who got that name? That is awesome.
That
someone got that name. That is really, really good. And I've got a feeling we should know who got that name, but I can't remember. Anyway, they hit level 20. Number 8 this week is Mel's, hit 24. Number 7 is Zaya Passy, hit 38. Number 6 is 5 Higgledy. 5, you've got some good names. I love it. Hit 51. Number 5 this week was Mon Spritcher. Hit 75. Number 4 is Herminator, because I remember what that is. They hit 81. Number 3 is Ferrokessa. Hit 83. Number 2 is Gentle Soul at 84. And this week, our number 1 pacifist is 5 Pride, who hit 95. My nice. Gosh, Nisi and 5 have been really busy this week. Anyway, well done, pacifists.
So,
did we get
LB says that the translation on that first character was Lysosvetka. Lysosvetka. Oh, no, Lysosvetka. Lysosvetka.
Thank you. Vodka. They hit 16.
And
awesome.
Pacifist is Chris. Very nice.
That's right. I knew I should.
You
have
didn't
know
that.
I knew
you
I...
got that from the chat.
But as soon as I did. No, when we had Chris on. No, you. Oh, thank you, Periton. But yes, No, she told us when we had her on the other week. I just couldn't remember who it was.
Lots of vodka.
Lots.
I would love some.
Lots of vodka.
I would love some vodka right about now.
I nearly got some vodka on the way through duty free, but...
What? Why?
I don't,
but you
well,
don't,
I don't
drink.
It was cheap. I know, exactly.
But you don't
right?
drink
I
it.
Was like, I was like,
do you
vodka?
Know somebody
oh,
that
it's
drinks
really
it?
Cheap.
Do you
not
know
really.
Somebody that drinks it?
Probably my sister, but I'm just
oh,
like,
okay,
damn,
well, that's cool.
I'm,
all right. You're like, here,
I,
sis.
But I didn't.
Here's some vodka. And
yeah.
She's like, boom. All right.
She's like, thanks for that. See you on the other side.
Wow. Jeez.
Oh, anyway. Okay. You're right. Your turn.
Yeah. Cash bought me a drink, but we were going somewhere and I couldn't buy like a boozy drink, so I had to buy like a Coke. But thanks, Cash.
Okay.
But I was going to buy a boozy drink, but I couldn't because we were going somewhere. Yeah, it had to be.
You got enough boozy drinks at the meet and greet.
Yes, thank you very much, Terwinkle. He saved my ass. I was nervous, and then he was like, oh, rum and Coke, you said? I'm like, no. He's like, I gotcha. And he bought me a rum and Coke. He bought me two. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. I went to buy him one in return, and Carrie brought it back to me saying he won't drink any hard booze. I'm like, oh, so then I have another drink, another rum and Coke, which is mostly rum. So that made the meet and greet go really well. I had lots of fun.
Nice.
It was fun without the booze and stuff, but it was good. Anyways, okay,
it
tins. Sorry. We only have 5 tins this week. So sorry. Rig Hall War is 18. Myun Kim is 19. Iron Nubby is 20. And Tin Nubby is 22. And Yesin, I know who that is.
Yes.
And I realized
I know who that is too.
Because I'm such a doofus. It took me such a long time. There is level 35.
Nice.
Congo rats.
Okay. Congo rats. Nice. All right. Let's have a look at the greens for this week. We have got at number 10, we have got Iron Teal hit level 20. Raxtus hit 22. Wonder who that is. Green Cash hit 27. Azzy hit 30. Veridismac hit 35. Krusty hit 44. Sirana hit 47. Ferrovert hit 54. Zaya Rider?
Yeah, Zaya Rider.
Zaya Rider, okay, hit 60. And Verdiglory hit 98. Is that Rogue Slayer?
Yes.
Rogue Slayer. Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it is. Okay. Well done, Greens.
Who
Greens.
Is Raxtus? You said we should know who that is. I'm like, I don't know who that is.
Well, I'm assuming, is it Razorus?
Oh, I don't
maybe
know.
It's
maybe
not. I assumed. I shouldn't assume. I know, but I
oh,
was just like, still,
Zaya
cool name.
Zaya Rita. Get with it, Lita.
Zaya Rita.
I want to pronounce
well,
it
looks like Rida.
Zaya Rida, like low Rida.
I know.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Let me do it like this. Low Rida. Sorry.
Don't do that.
And just in case.
Okay. Sorry, Zaya. Zaya Rita.
So for teams, we got Who Knows, level 39, Team Puppets Revenge at level 40, and Shots and Shields at 43. Very nice. And Blood Teams, Five Finger Death Taco is at level 40, and Combo Taco 5 is dead at level 41. I saw that the other day.
Yeah.
Like, it was just yesterday or the day before?
Day before, I think.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, guys. So something happened from what Taco said.
It's Five's
Taco
fault,
survived.
As usual.
It's Five's.
on my phone. Oh, five. Sorry. Oh, but still, you're going, like, your second team's hit 40, so, you know, doing well. Just means you got to start a new team. Jeebus. You know, because it would seem a bit weird if they don't have two blood teams, don't you think? Just saying, no pressure, five, no pressure, just saying, but you need to start a new team. Just, yeah, anyway. Yeah.
Or you can focus. Because, you know, I'm all about the focus and not spreading yourself thin.
Did you not see the state of the challenges? Did you not see how much he has leveled this week? Seriously. What part of focus are you trying to get him to focus on? Because I'm just like, he's there, he's there, he's there, he's there, he's there, he's there. No, he's not there. He's there, and he's there, and there. So I think, you know, five's all over the things.
All of a sudden, it's time. Yeah, no, I know. All of a sudden, it's time for everybody to go pee.
Oh, nice.
And banging doors and dropping lids. Well, at least they lifted the lid to go pee. That took a while.
That helps.
And then at least they put it back down. That took another while, too. So that's good. And there goes the other one upstairs. I really need a podcast room, like a room, but it's going to cost a little bit to soundproof everything. Don't bang that door downstairs. You too in the chat. Don't bang that room door downstairs. Okay.
Was it me?
Okay. Chit chat.
This just in, it's chit-chat.
Okay, so this is where you can send in your tips, your tricks, your questions, your life strategy quotes, whatever you'd like. I don't know. I was just trying something different. It didn't work. Anyway, the first one is from Starburp. It's a good name. I like it. All right. Hey, I had a question about the challenge. Are you allowed to use Hunter Pet Talent Specs or nah? Because you have to pick one of three specializations for your Hunter Pet. Is that allowed?
Yes.
Three specials. Okay. Thank you.
Although now Hunter Pets now, like, I don't think you can actually change your spec now, right? It's like the spec, like that's the spec. So if you pick like a spider, then they're that spec, right? And then if you pick a turtle, then you can only pick like the prot spec of it, right? Like you can't change it, right? So the pet is pre-specced once again. So, but can you change it? From
well, you used to. Did they you change used to, it?
No, no. I'm sure that they changed it back when BFA launched. They made a big deal that saying if you want a certain pet to do certain things, you have to get like that pet. Right.
We've
so they changed
gone
it
back
eight,
to
no.
classic.
Everybody in our chat is like, no, you can't change it. Yeah, I feel like...
Okay. Hold on. I didn't even notice.
I'm going to say it right now. Yeah, you can change your Hunter Pet spec. No, I'm kidding. I'm just trolling now. Our poor chat room is like, Stone, you jerk face. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, that's why... Yeah. So, like, because before you could go pick a pet
and
change it to tanky spec. But if you want a
tenacity.
Tanky pet, you have to actually go get a certain pet. Mm. So,
yeah. Well, I've still got my turtle on my
bears have a shield hunter. Now. Oh, all pets of the same spec have the same powers. But I thought the bear was different from the turtle because the bear, it was a little bit different where. The turtle to me felt a little bit better. right?
The turtle's got a shield anyway, so if the bear's got a shield, it shouldn't make any difference.
But it happened at different percentage of health, and it could only happen a certain amount of time, and I think the bear was the one that I didn't want because the turtle was still better at the shield. But that's just from what I remember.
I don't know. I have to pay more attention.
Can you abandon your pet to the nether and punt it off?
No.
Sure.
Because turtles need to make it to the water too.
No, no. Turtles need to be food. Okay, so bear shield is 60%. No! Hold on. Bear shield is 60%, but two minute cooldown, and turtle is 50% health, but one minute cooldown. Yeah. See, that's why I was like, yes, your shield pops a little bit later on your turtle, but the cooldown is better.
Yeah.
So I would prefer the turtle myself. Because killing all the things, it's horrible stuff. If your pet is a gnome, yes, you can punt it. Yes, absolutely. I am gonna kick you. I'm gonna turn off the cam. I swear to God. Horrible.
No.
Thank you, LB.
This is my pet turtle.
Wow. Okay, I'm gonna go to the next question because I'm about to have an aneurysm. And that's not funny, but
why?
I'm about to, because aneurysms are not funny. You're about to make me have one because of that stupid turtle. Okay, so from Serpent, that's super cute. No way. I had a question about the pacifist challenge. It says all professions are allowed. Does that mean secondaries as well? Yes. However, as Zortz pointed out, if you pick skinning, it doesn't mean that you can kill things. So have fun with that.
Yeah.
Next.
Okay. So this is from Levin. It says, hey guys, I'm kind of new to the Iron Man challenge. Are dailies allowed for Iron Man challenges? For example, Argent Tournament or Isle of Cauldenas? Do those continue to give scaled XP up to level 120? Also, do the dailies at Dark Moon Fair give scaled XP all the way to 120? So, dailies,
yes.
Are allowed.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the only daily that we know of that scales the whole way up to 120 is the
PVZ?
No.
Plants first, no,
there's a different one. I thought, oh my god,
yeah, I remember.
Can somebody say in the chat, because I just, you know, there's mental only blank. One, right? Is it PVZ? PVZ,
PVZ,
it is PVZ. Okay,
yeah, okay.
The
I was gonna say fair headset, yeah,
the Dark Moon Fair dailies, don't give any XP.
They don't give it.
The profession ones do when you're on a pacifist, right? Yeah. So you're not on an iron. So tending the garden, PVZ. It's Z, not Z. Yes, it is Z. Sorry, we speak proper English here, Zortz. God save the queen. And unfortunately, Prince Charles when he becomes king. Although he should not become king. It should go down to his son because Charles gave it up for Camilla. Don't get me started.
We had this discussion last week.
We did. It's funny.
We had this discussion. We do. Let's not repeat. Nobody needs to hear our discussion.
Get me started.
On the royalty.
Perrotin, I'm sorry, man.
You started it.
Because we are part of the Commonwealth. So I love the Queen. I love her. Not really a fan of Charles. I love Prince William and Harry. They are the best thing that ever happened to that whole group of them. They are awesome.
Yeah, of course they are awesome.
Colony fight. Charles gave it up for Camilla. But then the royal the royal council or something said that no, Charles is the one that is in line, and so officially he will be next.
They changed the rules. Fine. Don't forget
yes,
that.
They did.
They changed
yes,
the rules.
Yes. Yeah. And I've got a
okay. Now going back to our question.
Flying around.
Did we answer everything?
Yes.
Argent tournament.
Well, Argent tournament and clothed
do not scale.
Do not scale. They only scale up to
so it's PVs.
Up
it's
to whichever level that they do, right? Like Argent is 80. Like they scale up to 80. Isle of Quel'Danas is 70. I mean, you can still do them afterwards.
Yeah.
It's just that the XP. Periton. that the amount of points that you get is lower. So and you can, and for instance, like the Isle of Quel'Danas, I remember doing them at 76, and the XP was really low. So I was like, nah. Yeah. No, okay. Hunters cannot respect their pets. So from Dave the Hunter, ever stop to think and forget to start again all the time. All the time. On second thought, when I married Mrs. Wright, I had no idea her first name was Always. You roll your eyes, but it's true. Speaking from whatever. My side of things, yep. And the same thing can be... Anyway. So glad everyone is home safe and sound. Thank you, Dave the Hunter.
Thank you, Dave the Hunter. Appreciate
Thank
that.
You very much.
Yes.
That's true.
Fair said she just did quest at
Quel'Danas, and
it's
the XP
bad.
Is pretty bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks,
Fan. So, chat room questions. I think we kind of went through these. And yes, it is Z, not Z. So.
Say how I want.
X, Y, Z. Okay, so. Okay, so I want to say thank you to all of the Iron Elite. But I do want to make a special... mention that just to point things out that I don't control, like, if you want to sub to us on Twitch, which is cool, or if you want to give us Patreon cash, that's cool too, but I don't control you connecting your account. So I don't know if I can troubleshoot it. I'm raising my shoulders up because I don't know. Like, this is not something on my side. This is a thing where you need to connect your account to Discord in order for it to give you the proper access to the extra channels and stuff. You know, give that a look, and if you have problems there, I mean, honestly, try the support of the service you're attaching from, right? So if you sub through Twitch, go to Twitch and say, like, hey man, why does this not work, right? I have seen sometimes it does take a bit, and then sometimes it doesn't work at all, and sometimes we just kind of forget that we're not subbed anymore, and that's okay. That's okay. Just I would like to help you. It's just I'm not the technical support for that, because it's a thing that's beyond my control, right? So the only thing I can control is that if you want to support us through PayPal, that's a thing that I personally have to go do and give you that role. So when you go do that, you let me know, and you let me know your chat room name, and I will add you to the Iron Elite list, and then we'll all be good. Cool. Just saying, because like sometimes I think folks think that I'm the one that controls that. It's like I just link them together, and Discord and Twitch does their thing and they talk, and I don't have anything to do with it. So, yeah. And that's also why Twitch and Discord, Twitch and Patreon have a separate role, is because Twitch requires a separate role. So it's like, okay, fine, let's call it the Iron Elite and then Twitch, you know, because
yeah.
I really feel Twitch should just let me pick a role, please. Please.
Well, makes more sense.
Okay. So thank you for our moderators, for everyone that helps us, because especially this week where, well, not this week, but the week before, especially last week where we were gone having fun and playing, you guys are being great. Yes. People and helping us. So thanks to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Lita, Nisi, Stir, Zaya, Zorts. Thank you all very much. And for all you folks in Twitch, if I got to meet you at BlizzCon, great. If not, you know, hopefully I'll be able to meet you sometime soon-ish. But thanks for watching us. And so thank you. You can watch us live too at 7 o'clock. I'm trying to drag it out because I know that Lita might need to go tinkles, and she also wants to do Super Squirt Day. So. So thank you very much for watching us. Thanks to Fair, Lita, Nisi, Stir, Zaya, Zorts, me. That's a bot. Chupa, Corpse Run Radio, bot. LB, Eli, Cashbringer, Maddie B. That's a bot. Periton, Return to the Max, Slow Cool, VNK. Oh, no, that's a bot. That's a bot. And five. And I see Crystal, Free to Play is... in the chat. Yes, we our time zones changed last week, my friend. So we always go 7 p.m. North American Eastern Standard, whatever time. 7 p.m. Eastern. Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Because that's where I'm from.
So just do the rest of the show like this. Our next show is it's going to be Saturday, November the 17th at 7 p.m. Eastern, which is Sunday, November the 18th at 1 a.m. Central European Time, which is 11 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, which is 10 a.m., I don't know, Lita's time.
My time.
Yeah. So, Lita, do your thing.
Okay, so... where can you find us? If you want to check out the website, it's wowchallenges.com. Don't forget, you can find all the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels there. And please remember, we are now on Spotify, which is very exciting. Weird. I love Spotify. Just saying.
It's weird.
Love it. And we're there. Very weird. Cool. It's very cool. All right. If you want to send an email to the show, send it to podcast@wildchallenges.com. Stone, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stone, because you only have one and you still deserve some love. As well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast, which who knows when our next one's going to be. As well as for those people that are... here with us, I'm going to put up a picture here because I can. So, you know, I joked about that this was that last week was my last show. Yeah. So this is my last show because this is my dad. Me and my dad are going to do a podcast. I actually put a podcast out. He is. He was on the way. He was rushing through kind of thing. And I asked him really quick. I'm like, can I have a pick with you? And he's like, yeah, sure. But you could see he was like, he needed to be somewhere, and I'm like, oh my god. So he did a picture with me. So Daddy Jeff and I are gonna do a podcast together. And Lita, it was really great to meet you finally last year, or this year, this last week, that's what I meant. And it's been swell. So yeah, I'm gonna cry now. I don't know if I can force it. Hold on. Okay, so Lita, where can they find you while I try to force myself to cry?
Anyway, you can find me on Twitter at Leta Wow, which is LeetaWow. And of course, I do another show called Behind the Avatar, which I did an episode yesterday, which is all about Leeta's excellent adventure. That was fun.
Did you put any dirt in there? Is there any dirt in there about stuff?
No. Yeah. There's certain things that can be talked about, and then there's other stuff that should remain just as is.
Like what?
Not even going into it. Wow. Anyway, yeah. Wow. So it was good. So what do you call in your podcast?
Me and Dad.
Daddy Jeff and me?
Me and Dad.
Okay. Excellent.
I created a Twitch overlay too. I'm good to go.
Okay. Well, go do it.
Okay.
Not now. Let's finish the show. Then you can go do that.
Okay.
That's fine. Whatever. Yeah. Anyway, so we're done. Thank you, chat room. Let's go on to our saying big thank you to these fantastic people. I got to meet and hug both of them last week.
Yep.
Feels like a long time ago. Mm. It really does. Anyway, big thank you to Mark Conan because he does our intro and we just want to give him huge shout out. You can follow him on Twitter at Mark Conan Wow. And also as part of Torrent Think Tank crew. So give him some love because Mark Conan is excellent and wonderful. And the other person that we did get to spend a little bit of time with, again, was really good. And that's Epic Insanity. Mm-hmm. So he does our outro and you can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as his podcast, which is Frozen Nerds and Epic Questions. Two really fantastic people, so show them some love. Other than that, thank you, chat room. Did I meet Bill and Ted? Kind of. Cashbringer? Kind of. I did have an excellent adventure. Just saying. It was excellent. Totally gnarly. Just saying. Anyway, other than that, bye.
Wow.
Bye. I don't know. I forgot how I sign up. Oh, I normally say commiserations and good luck challenges. That's what I normally say.
It's been a whole week since we haven't done a podcast. It's
been a whole week. I know. It's like, yeah, but the body's been in like spiraling abyss because I got sick, so. You know.
But you don't have Concord, right?
No, I don't think so because I haven't felt like sick. It's just the body time zones.
I don't have Concord
17
yet.
Hour times.
No,
I hope not. I've got to go back to work tomorrow.
Tuesday. Once I get there, then I can declare myself Concord free.
Okay. I just got to get to work.
Are you going back to work? What? Are you going tomorrow. You going back to Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
Anyway. Bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Leta, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.